If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's how it reads in the King James. Here's what it means in the Greek. He's saying that, the works of the enemy will push against you, but they won't be able to push you off course. See, prevail means if you're going a certain direction, okay, and the enemy comes to push you, his task is to push you off course. He can't push you back because you belong to God. He's not stronger than Jesus, but he can push you off course. But Jesus said that the gates of hell shall not prevail. They will not be able to push you off course. You know, this should encourage you. The course that you're on is the one the Lord has ordained. It might be painful right now, but so is childbirth. But you forget all about the labor pains when you bring that little bambino into the world. And that's where you are. Right now, why do you think God is letting the church go through so many trials and tests? Because Jesus is soon to come. Here's what he's doing. He's using these trials to push people out who never were part of the family. Because only the righteous can take what's happening. Only the righteous. You look around, where's Johnny and where's Janie? They were never in the family. They were confronted by eat my flesh and drink my blood, and they broke camp. But if you belong to him, like Peter, you say, give me all the flesh and give me all the blood because I want more of you. It's time for your increase. If God has given us his will in 3 John 2, that he wants you to prosper and be in health. If he's told us in Jeremiah 29 that he has a plan to give you hope, if he's told us in Genesis everything he does is good, if he's told us over in Deuteronomy that all these blessings are specifically dedicated to you, then there has to be some instruction on how to have these things. You see, many of us believe God wants us to be blessed. How many of you believe it? Now watch this. If you believe that he wants you blessed, then you must believe he left you instructions on how to be blessed. What was the rule when you were in school and you wanted to get a good grade on a test and you didn't study? Use creative methods in order to win. Adapt, overcome, improvise. Sit next to somebody who knows. Why are you struggling by yourself when you ought to be sitting next to Jesus? Paul said that I may know him, that I may get closer to him. So when trials and tests come, I say, Jesus, how do I pass this? How do I handle this? He's willing to tell you. And unlike tutors who don't give you answers, Jesus will give you answers. He doesn't want you sitting there trying to figure stuff out. He's already won. But you have to be sure that it's yours. You see, if you're uncertain, then you can't have it. If you're uncertain and unsure about Deuteronomy 28, if you aren't certain that God wants you to be blessed, then you'll accept everything the devil throws on you. You'll accept sickness and disease. You won't even fight. No, this is not God. He doesn't want me to be sick. Saints of God, please understand. You have to break the generational, the racial, and the cultural curses that have held us down. These curses have turned us into, and I'm not trying to minimize anybody's career, but I just need to say this for emphasis. These curses, generational, racial, and cultural, they have turned us into permanent hamburger flippers instead of franchise owners. If you're gonna work for McDonald's, then own 2 or 3 franchises. How does God say, I want you to be the head and all of his children are working for minimum wage? Now watch this, because the Bible gives us a principle. I gotta close, I'm sorry. But watch this. The Bible gives us a principle. Principles of God are called laws of reciprocity. Laws of reciprocity are very simple in Scripture. They just means that when you do something, there is a like or greater than response. For example, give, and I'll cause people to give to you. All right? Now, the interesting thing about these laws is you don't have to be saved to employ them. You hear what I'm saying? God has to honor them even if you're not saved, because those principles are principles that he gave. Okay, so when God says certain things, then you just know that they're going to work. So when he says, here's a law, that like spirits reproduce after themselves. Like character reproduces after itself. So if you want a business, if you want to be successful in a business, then you must associate with people who are successful. You will notice the speech of the successful. You can do this. It's not that difficult. You can handle this. Come on. And here's what they'll say. I did it. You can do it. But when you associate with people who are not visionaries, here's what you'll hear. Are you sure you want to do that in this time? Are you sure? Listen, how many years you got on your job? Do you want to throw away all that seniority? Just stay till your pension's vested and then leave. I think now it's 5 years. And so what is God saying? God makes promises in Deuteronomy 28. All these blessings will come upon you. What types of people should you associate with? Those who are walking in those that vision. Now, I know we are going to interact with those who are below that. Now, we don't want to become, you know, bougie and standoffish, but not forever. See, I would go back to my old neighborhood to see my old friends. And a couple months ago, I went back down there. I just felt, you know, the need to go. One of our buddies was killed. And I went back down there. And as I drove around the corner, they were all in the corner again. And I said, Lord, all of us about 27, 28 years old, and we go down, and I see them all standing there. And as I pulled up, they were like, oh, Lamb, how you doing? Good to see you, good to see you. And I thought to myself, I can't keep doing this, because they have no forward momentum. This is where I left them. This is where I left them. Hey, you guys, anything new? Nah, man, just, you know, another day. I'm just working. This is where I left them. The reason why we are consistently beneath is because we constantly deal with people who are beneath. And even in Christ, you have to be careful. People come to you with problems all the time. I want to know this. Why am I going through that? Why is this happening? Listen. If you've been saved more than 10 years, if you've been saved more than 5 years, all the trials are the same. Amen. Amen. There ain't nothing different about it. It's either pride of life, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh. That's it. That's how they come. It's all the same. The devil is still, Jesus said he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's all he tries to do. This ain't never been on me before. Yes, it has. It's just been differently. You watch television. All the shows are the same. Now they got a show on virgins. Christian women on a reality show. They're virgins. They're not going to. But it's all the same. Housewives of Atlanta. Housewives of this place. Housewives of that place. It's all the same. There's nothing different. They're all the same. Rednecks out in the woods catching crocodiles. People with beards shooting bears. It's all the same. There's nothing new. Well, why not break out? Let today be your day of emancipation. You break out. You leave here today and you tell the devil, I've had it. I've had it with you keeping me down and keeping me blind. From this day forward, I'm moving on and moving up, because it's time for my increase. Now, next week, we're going to go over the principles, so you don't want to miss next week. Bring a friend. Next week's Family and Friends Day. Bring your family and a friend. And we are going to look at the Word of God, because I am tired of my people always being a day late and a dollar short. I'm tired of my people always guarding doors and never behind the counter. Always helping everybody else reach their dreams and goals while we never get there. I'm no racist. Racism is a sin, and I hate it, but I love my people. And I'm tired of seeing my people live in a state of being a perpetual victim. Wouldn't it be fantastic if a police officer pulled one of our young men over, pulled him over and walked up to him, and the young man said, "Good afternoon, officer. How may I be of service?" "Boy, are you aware that you passed through that light?" "Oh, my goodness, officer. I am so sorry that I have violated the law of the land. Would it be possible for you to give me a pass this time if I confess to you that I did make the wrong turn? I'm sorry that I did that, and I just ask if you would just bear with me because there's an emergency at my home, and I need to get there as expeditiously as possible." Cop would fall out and have a heart attack. But no, here's our guy. "What are you stopping a brother for? You're just persecuting the black man." And you're saying it to a black cop. Break the mold. Break the mold. When the devil comes in against you, don't cry, "Oh God, why is this happening to me?" Stand up and say, "Lord, thank you for the test. The devil's throwing a fastball, but I got me a good Louisville slugger. Pow, out the park." Warriors. That's what God wants. How many warriors? Spartans. Xerxes is coming to persecute our country, and we're going to stop him at the pass of Thermopylae. You, what is your occupation? "I'm a baker." "And you, what is your occupation?" "I'm a librarian." "And you, what is your occupation?" "I'm a fisherman." Spartans, what is your occupation? You see, my friend, we brought more warriors than you. And that's how it has to be. No more whining, no more crying. It's time for my increase. No more defeat. My words are going to be positive, wholesome, and uplifting. No more. No more. Right now, I am speaking what God says. Right now, I'm the head and not the tail. Right now, I have the ability to lend and not to borrow. Right now, I am healed. Right now, I'm delivered. Right now. Right now. Curse the diagnosis. Curse it. Curse it. And keep standing till God changes it. My God, I feel the Holy Spirit. I feel the Holy Spirit. I feel the Holy Spirit. Don't let the devil give you sadness.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
07415P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise.